The goal of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families website is to help taxpayers compare Wisconsin's spending priorities with the rest of the country. It tells you that the state ranks 22nd for per capita state and local spending and 25th for per capita taxation. There's also a pie chart that tells you that about 40% of your tax dollar goes to cover K-12 schools and 13% goes to support local governments. WCCF Director John Peacock says that's one of the key facts his group hopes to communicate.
So as state spending contracts, we squeeze the funding available for schools and for cities and counties, and all of those things put pressure on property taxes, as we've seen this year. So we want to help people understand the interconnectedness.
Another finding is that Wisconsin spends about the same amount of tax revenue on prisons as it spends on the university system. That's something that Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says needs more explanation. Berry says prison spending is leveling off and spending on higher education has dropped off for other reasons.
It has lost the budget battle, yes, somewhat to corrections in the past, but more significantly to K-12 schools for decades and to Medicaid in the last decade.
For more on where your tax dollars go, you can check out the websites WisconsinBudgetProject.org and WisTax.org. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.